First things first, let's talk some more NBA. We are joined by a senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports. He is host of the Post It Up with Chris Haynes podcast, the mastermind behind the NBA media game during the finals. He is the pride of Fresno. He is the front of the program. He is, of course, Chris Haynes. Chris, what's going on? How are you?
Rome, always a pleasure, man.
My man, good to talk to you. All right, so you had this report yesterday that Kawhi Leonard is going to decline his team option with the Raptors and become a free agent. Chris, many Raptor fans saw the first part of that report. They started to freak out, but should they?
Look, I think right now, if you would have asked me 3 weeks, a month ago, what Kawhi was going to do in free agency, I would have said I think he's definitely headed towards L.A. And when I say L.A., I mean most likely the Clippers. But, you know, there's been a lot. You know, I actually got his uncle, Dennis Robertson, on record for a story about a month ago, I want to say, or it was right before the finals started. And, you know, he talked to me about just the trust that was built there in Toronto and, you know, how things were just leaking, you know, during that last year in San Antonio, with how people were in the front office were disgruntled with thinking that Kawhi was faking an injury or he wasn't as hurt as he was. And so, you know, there was a lot of goodwill earned on the part of the Raptors even before the Raptors won that championship. And then I wrote that, you know, rival executives, are telling me that they believe the Raptors are the favorites. And he's really considering re-signing with the Raptors. Now, I still think he's going to take meetings with other teams. I think the Clippers will, you know, definitely get a meeting. But, you know, as far as the Raptors' standpoint goes, you know, that love affair has grown and it's helped them expeditiously. And, you know, they got a real good shot of locking this guy back in for another year or two.
Chris Haynes joining us. All right, so your point that the Raptors had banked a bunch of goodwill even before the championship. What about the championship? How much does winning that title play into Kawhi's decision-making?
Well, I remember talking to a couple people, and they said, well, you know, if Kawhi won a championship, you know, he's done everything he could for Toronto. You know, that's something that they've never accomplished before, so he should be able to walk freely. But I think there is something to be said about, you know, continuing to try to see, how many you can pull out of the hat, you know, while you're there in Toronto. And so, you know, he doesn't necessarily have to, you know, sign a 4 or 5 year max. You know, the Toronto Raptors, they're the only one team that can offer him a 5 year, $190 million extension. He can only get 4 years anywhere else. But, you know, he doesn't have to, you know, secure his whole future there in Toronto. He can do a 2 year deal, player option for the second year. And so I think there's something to be said about, you know, just trying to see how many you can pull out the hat there, especially with now with Golden State being vulnerable. It seemed like that championship window is just left wide open there. And so, I think that definitely helps the Raptors, and their chance to retain them as well.
Chris Haynes back on the program. He joins us. And Chris, it might be an impossible question to answer, but what is your sense as to what's motivating Kawhi as he thinks about that free agency? For instance, is it about winning titles? Is it about a high profile? Is it about money? Is it about something else? What do you think he's thinking?
No, with him, it's strictly about happiness. Happiness and comfort. Happiness, comfort, and trust. You know, those are probably the three things right there. You know, that's where things kind of eroded in San Antonio when it became a trust issue, where they felt that they felt that his condition or his situation wasn't being taken seriously. I remember when his uncle Dennis told me, he said, why would Kawhi make up a story about how severely injured he is? Like, he didn't feel he was ready. And so for his feelings not to be taken seriously, you know, that's where things just went haywire, and it felt like the relationship just couldn't have been repaired, and they had to ask out. That's why they demanded a trade. But, Kawhi said it on record himself. I think he said it during his postseason run, is that, you know, he plays the game just to have fun. You know, this is all, you know, he doesn't take it too seriously. You know, he has a couple championships under his belt already. So for him, it's all about, you know, having fun, comfortability, and trust. And I think if you look at all those things right now, there's not too many places that has those, you know, all three of those aspects, you know, other than Toronto. maybe the Clippers, you know, because that's where he can be close to home. He can also win over there, be comfortability with family. So, you know, there's a bunch of aspects to go into the whole free agency process. But with Kawhi Leonard and what he's looking for and hoping for, it's really simple in the basics.
Chris Haynes, my guest. So let me get you to finish that thought about the Clippers. Exactly what is their pitch to him, and how big of a blow would it be if he decided to stay in Toronto?
No, it would be a huge blow. It would be a huge blow. I mean, it's similar to the blow that the Boston Celtics took, because they were preparing to try to go for Anthony Davis, you know, 2-3 years prior. And we've seen how that happened. And obviously, you see Kyrie Irving is out the door as well. But no, it would be a huge blow to the L.A. Clippers. Think about the season that they just had, the run that they had, with no true superstar or no true star. And they're still able to get to the playoffs and, you know, accomplish what they've accomplished. And right now, you know, well, prior to LeBron and AD coming on board, you know, Clippers looking up as a team to – I don't think they can fully take over L.A., but just as far as basketball, pure basketball standpoint, you know, they're headed in that direction. They feel like they're a one-star player or a star player and a half from being a title-contending team when you look at the rest of their roster. And so if they're unable to get Kawhi, that's a huge blow, because that's somebody they've been, you know, going for a few years now, preparing and planning for. So it would be a tremendous blow, because I think if you look at all the free agents, top free agents, that is, that are on the market this summer, we kind of for a long time had Kawhi directly related to the Clippers. Now you take Kawhi off the board and you talk about the other top free agents, there's no real true primary link to the Clippers. So that's why, from that standpoint, if they were to lose Kawhi and he would have resigned in Toronto, that's a huge blow, and it sets them back tremendously in this free agency.
Chris Haynes joining me for a few more moments. Chris, what about Kevin Durant? You spoke with him recently, and he told you, quote, "I can't be recruited." Write that, end quote. What's your sense as to what he meant by that, and what's the thing that he's looking for when he considers potential teams?
He wants it out there, like he actually said that when he came on my podcast, he said that as well. Like, can't nobody recruit me. I won't be recruited this time. So what he means by that is that, like, you can't sway him. Like, there wouldn't be, you know, there's nothing you can tell him about any of these teams that he doesn't already know. And, like, so it's like, I think that there's a perception that he's gullible, easily influenced. And so I think by him saying, like, man, there will be no recruit me. You know, I'm not going to be swayed by commercial shoots, billboards, things of that nature. You know, so I think he wants it out there like that. Basically, I think he wants it out there. Basically, he knows what he's going to do, and it's going to be up to us to find out when it's time. But, you know, I think he has his mind made up. And I really do think that's probably the nuts and bolts of what he's trying to get to.
Let me ask you this. What if Golden State were able to re-sign him and Klay Thompson, could you see a scenario, Chris, where they give these guys as much time as they need to rehab, and then they rest Steph Curry and Draymond Green a lot during the season, and then just try to throw the switch in the postseason? Or maybe even punt on the entire season and then run it back in 2020-21?
Jerome, I think it's more so the latter, in my personal opinion. I don't think that next year, if that scenario were to play out, first of all, they wanted, I mean, just a championship aspiration, because I don't think Klay is going to be back until after the All-Star break, if that. I think KD is probably out for the entire season, and I don't think that Stephen Curry and Draymond can get that team to the finals by themselves. So I think essentially they're going to have to punt next year anyways. But with all that being said, you know, if they do red shirt those guys, is what I would call it, red shirt Klay and KD for next year, I still think they have a couple of years of a window, a championship window, to try to get it done and try to continue that dynasty. But for next year, I think they're going to take an L for the most part.
He is a senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports. He is the host of the Post It Up with Chris Haynes podcast. Remember, the mastermind behind the NBA media game during the finals, and the pride of Fresno, good friend of the program, Chris Haynes. Appreciate you, Chris. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you, my guy. You take care, bro.
You too, dude. Be good. Chris Haynes doing his thing. All right.